I'm joined now with Sussex's Chris Dash. First off, Chris, obviously disappointing, a big defeat in the end, and it probably puts an end to the title hopes.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, obviously, I think we had to probably win two out of the last three against the guys at the top to be up there. But yeah, I mean, I think obviously we've been completely outplayed. Came with quite a young team. I think the guys that we've missed have, it's a lot of runs to kind of make up for, which is very frustrating at this time of year. But yeah, I think we've just got to take it on the chin, and obviously we bowled out twice for under 120 isn't probably, you know, just isn't good enough. I think the wicket did do a bit first innings, but second innings was a far better wicket, and we played very poorly.
Yeah, because it was very difficult, wasn't it, to get runs away. You know, you top scored in the second innings, but no one in the Sussex side got a half century or anything like that. And Mark Stoneman on day one nearly got a century for Durham, not out for 96.
Yeah, I think we bowled pretty poorly first morning. I think another way we could have had them four or five down. We bowled some good spells, but we probably had a little spells before lunch. Let Stoneman kind of go from 50 to kind of 80 very quickly. And I think we dropped him on 40 as well. So these things set the game up, and unfortunately 240 was way above par on day one, and it hurt us kind of over the next 2 days.
Does it perhaps show that the Durham have got a stronger sort of squad? I mean, obviously there's so many players missing. Do you think it would have been different if you had the likes of Jordan, Wright, Joyce, Machin here today?
Well, you look at it, I mean, Wrighty and Joycey, I mean, Joycey's averaging 80, Wrighty's averaging 60, CJ's got 50 wickets. And he's done well with the bat. So, yeah, you could look at their lineup and say they were nearly full strength. They had a couple of guys who missed out from the last game, but they brought in Onions. Mitch Clayton has been playing at Kent. So I don't know if they were overly depleted. I think they have got a good stock of fast bowlers up here. But again, you know, the likes of Onions came back in. He's a 50 wicket man. So I think the people that we were missing were really key to us. Joyce's been rocking up with Lorna, and Wrighty's been unbelievable with the bat. To that CJ on that wicket, I think it'd be a very different proposition. So it's hard, yeah. It's frustrating when those guys are missing, and that's 2 years in a row we've come up here with a slightly depleted side and been beaten. So hopefully next year we come up here with a full strength side and give them a go.
Yeah, it's the biggest defeat I think Sussex ever suffered at Chester Street. What's the mood? Sum up in the mood in the dressing room, Chris, when you guys come up, because obviously you're heading back now and you get set for Yorkshire. But what's the feeling with the players?
You're gutted. I mean, you come into this game. I think pre-game we were. I think when you got a young side like that, you've got to have a bit of excitement, because you've got a lot of guys out there to make a name for themselves. And to come up here, you can have a crack. I mean, you're coming up here, you haven't really got much to lose. I think, you know, you've got guys making their debuts, guys playing first couple of games. I think you've just got to give it a go. We gave it a go, and I think we came up short skill-wise. So obviously we're disappointed. I'd probably say the expectation wasn't particularly high for us, from outside anyway. So we came up here, we gave it everything we got, and we were beaten by a very buoyant Durham side at the top of their game.
And now try and finish the season as strong as possible.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we had a bit of a blip mid-season. We came back with 3 one-day wins, which we were really happy with. We came up here, we gave it everything we've got, came up short, but we will welcome Joycey back next week, which will be a big help. Still missing CJ and Wrighty. But I think we've got to be aiming, probably, you know, if we can finish top three, we'd be really happy. I think that'd be a good year as a championship side. Yeah, hopefully we can bounce back from this one.